If your mind was blown from last week's episode on how your life and teaching experience can be content, you're going to be amazed when you hear how much content you can create just from your resources. So, teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials. Last week, we explored how your life and teaching experience can be used to create content for social media marketing. And I bet you were more than a little surprised. So if you haven't heard that one yet, make sure to go back and take a listen. If you're all caught up, I'm ready to wow you a second time by telling you how every resource you create can be made into a ton of different content. Let's get into it. Would you believe me if I told you that just by looking at one of your resource listings on TPT, you could potentially create 7 pieces of social media content or more? I'm visualizing you all shaking your head right now and calling me cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but I am serious. That listing you poured your heart and soul into isn't just a one and done thing. It has so much potential to go beyond just the Teachers Pay Teachers page and help you create great content for your social media marketing. So in rapid fire and in no particular order, here is what you can use from your TPT listing to create content for social media. Product photos, reviews, frequently asked questions, video previews, product description, standards covered in the resource, and who that resource is for. Whew, okay, I know you're thinking, that doesn't sound like a social media post, but let me explain. Let's start with your product photos. You probably uploaded a few gorgeous photos of your resource to showcase its features. Perfect. Grab those same images and create a promotional post where you tell teachers all the great things your resource has to offer. Then there are reviews. Nothing sells better than social proof. Grab a few of your top reviews and create a carousel with them, or pop them into a story with a link so people can purchase, and then bank that story in a highlight. Moving right along, people often ask questions about your resources in the Q&A section. Take a peek at those questions, share them with your audience, and the answers in a carousel, or a talking head reel, or a story. These are all going to help combat any objections that people might have to purchasing your resource. A lot of you out there are also including video previews for your resources. That took a lot of work, so repurpose it. Take bits and pieces of the preview and turn them into reels to showcase your resource. My guess is that you also spent a lot of time getting your description just right with keywords and sentences that truly compel someone to buy. Guess what? That is actually a gold mine of copy that can be used in any caption you write about that resource. Then I bet you took time to align your resources to standards and list them in your description. Share that with your audience on social media. Let them know this isn't just another worksheet from Joe Schmo. You did your homework, and here is what they can work towards for standards in their classroom. You could do this in an infographic or even on your stories. And finally, you made this resource with a specific set of teachers and students in mind, and you listed that at the top section of your product listing. So don't forget to share that information on social media as well. Seriously, the more you pull from your product posting on TPT to showcase on social media, the easier your life will be because you will be spending less time stressing about what to post and worrying that you're always repeating yourself. Plus, the best benefit of all is that your audience will have a full, clear picture of your resource, which means they are more likely to see its value and make that jump from just passively consuming your content to navigating off of Instagram and making that purchase. Now, that is a lot, but when it comes to your resources as content, I'm not stopping there. We actually need to take a step back and look at the creation of your resource as content. That's right. All of the hard work you put into planning and creating your resources can be used as content to help sell them on your social media. Here's what that looks like. You sit down to decide the next resource to create from your list of ideas. Boom. Throw a poll in your stories with a few options and let your followers decide. What better way to know what will sell best than having your ideal audience tell you what they most need or are most interested in seeing? Awesome. You have your resource idea ready to go. Now you need to outline what the resource will look like. I bet you have a routine you go through when planning out your resources. Maybe you sketch it out on paper or pull up a go-to template. Either way, invite your audience into that process. Let them see the magic that goes into creating each and every resource. Showing that process would make a great reel or story to help hype people up about not only the resource you're creating, but all of your resources. Okay, you've planned out that resource, and it is time to now build it. Invite your audience in again. Do you start with the text, with the clip art, something else? Why? Show them your process. Again, this is great hype. You could even add an engagement sticker asking who wants to be the first to know when that resource is complete. Gather up those IG handles of everyone who says yes, and then send them a quick little message when the resource goes live in your store. This is a great way to build those connections that are imperative for selling. Ever feel like you're just throwing spaghetti at the wall when creating your content to market your teacher biz on Instagram? Tired of coming up with more and more content ideas, but feeling like you're never seeing any benefits? Think Instagram just doesn't work for your business? Let me let you in on a little secret. You don't have to feel that way anymore. You can stop throwing spaghetti at the wall and create strategic content. You can create content that helps you reach those big business goals. And you can say with confidence that Instagram does work for your business. All you need to do? Analyze your Instagram data. Don't know how? Not sure where to start? That's where my brand new course, Post and Profit, comes in. You'll learn how to find and understand the analytics Instagram provides for your posts and page, quick data solutions to bypass those most irritating pain points of using social media to market your teacher biz, what data is most important for your business, not anyone else's, and how to bring all those numbers together to create a strategic content plan that will finally help you reach those big business goals. It's time to go from feeling like a ball in tall grass, lost when it comes to marketing your teacher business on Instagram, to feeling confident about exactly the next step you need to take in order to make all of your marketing efforts worth it. Be the first to know when the doors open to the course by signing up for the waitlist in the show notes below. 2024 is about to be the year that you finally feel confident marketing on Instagram. So we've talked about how your resource listing and content creation process is a treasure trove of content for your social media marketing. But you know what? We haven't even really talked about the actual physical resource itself yet. And you best bet that that printable or digital resource is again a treasure trove of content waiting to happen. And what better way to turn your resource into engaging content than through Reels? So here are three Reels I suggest you make for all of your resources, or at least your best sellers. Number one, create a Reel that shows off your resource's features. This can be simply done by laying out the different pieces of your resource and pointing to its different features, or can be done by completing different parts of the resource so that the teacher can get an idea of how their students will interact with it. Number two, create a Reel that shows how to prep the resource, what needs to be printed and cut out, added to a folder, etc. Or if you have digital resources, what information does the teacher have to enter into it before starting? Or what do they need to do to send it to their students so their students can access it? This is a great way to really prove that your resources are low prep if you are marketing them as such. And number three, showcase different ways to use your resource. We've all been teachers, and we know there is more than one way to use a resource, even if it's just a simple worksheet. Get creative and show teachers all of the ways they can use that resource in their classrooms. The more a teacher can see how they can use a resource with their students, how it can be remixed and potentially used more than once, or how it can work for all of their kiddos, no matter their level, that is going to create some real buy-in and make them more likely to want to spend their dollar bills. When it comes down to it, your resources are the lifeblood of your social media marketing. So make them take center stage. Utilize your creation process, the resource itself, and the lovely TPT listing you made to create content that will help convert your audience members into customers. If you've been amazed with the ideas from this Everything is Content series, I want you to make sure to share this episode to your stories with one way you never thought of using your resources as content before. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.